this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
John Brett, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me, Tony. It's great to talk to you as always.
Well, yes. I think the last time we spoke was for the sister podcast, Human Stories, all about a book you wrote about Billy Joel. And I have to say that I don't know anybody who knows anything more about Billy Joel than you.
Maybe in the States they do, but perhaps in the UK, myself and Elio Pace, who does a very good homage to Billy Joel, he's a bit of an expert as well. So between the two of us, I'd say we've pretty much got it sewn up.
And do you know this person? Perhaps you should team up.
Yes. Yeah, he's featured in my book, and I do know him. And he's performing. He's back on tour, actually, in the UK this year. So if you can catch him, eliopace.com is very well worth seeing.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you for that. You were episode 52 on Human Stories. That was quite a while back, wasn't it? So it's about time we caught up. And yes. We're going to talk about Billy Joel's new music, because he's released a new song, Turn the Lights Back On, which I love. It's fantastic. Why do you think he's done that now after so long?
A number of reasons, really. I mean, firstly, for the first time in his career, he's sharing the writing credit on this song with three other people, including the producer, Freddie Wexler, who's actually worked with the likes of Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato. Another co-writer is Wayne Hector. Wayne Hector has worked with One Direction, Nicki Minaj. So Billy and his people is surrounding himself with this younger production crew, if you like, perhaps trying to tap into a younger audience, even though the new track itself, in my opinion, has got very much a 70s feel. And is a track that you could comfortably find on the Stranger album, which of course was Billy's breakthrough album in 1977. But yeah, it's great news that after 30 years, this is his first commercial release of music.
Amazing. Do you think he needs the money? Has he got a big tax bill to pay? He thought, I better release another song.
I think with Billy Joel, I mean, at the end of the day, of course, it's show business, but at the end of the day, it's business. And, you know, I think if there's a commercial angle or commercial element to the release of new music, clearly it's an avenue that Billy and his people are going to be keen to explore. And who can blame them?
Well, you know, I mean, all the big stars, Elton John, for example, who's been going for 1,000 years, still releasing music and everything. And as you say, why not?
Yeah. And, you know, Billy, he's still on the touring scene. He's had this fantastic run at Madison Square Garden where no one's equaled him, his residency there, which is going to total 150 shows for a residency at Madison Square. That's coming up in July. Mm-hmm. Last year, he headlined at Hyde Park at the BST Festival. And this year, he's coming to Cardiff for a one-off stadium gig as well. So there's still an appetite around the world to see him as a live performer. So it kind of figures and makes sense. You know, he hasn't put out any new commercial music for 30 years. It makes sense, you know, if there's still this appetite to see him as a live performer, well, surely there's going to be an appetite for some fresh new music. And I think they've got it right with this new release. I really do.
I think you're probably right. I'm not going to argue with you. I think we should have a listen to it, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Please open the door. Nothing is different, we've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change, I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow.
His voice just sounds the same as it ever did, doesn't it? I mean, how's he managed that?
You know, when Billy hears himself in playback, he says he doesn't like listening to his voice. And that's one of the reasons that he says he's not been in the studio for such a long time, because he says he can't bear listening to his voice. But he has said with this release that he said, do you know what? I heard the playback and I thought I sounded okay. Uh-huh. So I gave the green light for them to release this song. So, but yeah, I agree. And if you see him live, I mean, Billy is 74 years old, and his contemporaries, you know, Paul McCartney, slightly older, Elton, Rod Stewart, who he's doing a joint headline gig with, by the way, in Cleveland this year. I think he's the strongest singer of all of his contemporaries. He can still hit those notes. He's lowered the key on some of the live shows, but he's still got a fantastic voice.
He has. And as you said earlier, it sounds like a 70s track, but it also sounds like he used to sound in the 70s.
It's got a Piano Man vibe to it, I think, with a carousel sound of the piano there. But at the same time, it's a nice modern twist. I like the lyrics. They seem to send out a message. I mean, it's a slightly down song because it's about a relationship that perhaps two people aren't seeing eye to eye anymore. And Billy, you know, he's married to his fourth wife, Alexis Roderick, and they've got two young girls as well, 8-year-old Della Rose and 6-year-old Remy Ann. So it's very much a family man, which is kind of at odds with the lyrics of this song. And in the past, Billy has said, you know, I'm not going to write any more music. Everybody knows the story of my life through my songs. So now it's taken a different view of things and a different angle, a different twist. And I think it's good. You know, I think it's about time that he released some fresh new material.
Yeah, I agree with you. And having been married four times, he's catching me up, but he's still a way to go.
You have far greater wealth, Tony. That's for another story, I guess.
There's no such thing as wealth when you've been married so many times, because you give it all away. I think it's sort of, as you say, a down love song, isn't it? Really about problems, and that's how life goes. And he's experienced that as well. And maybe that's what's influenced this song.
Yes, I think so. And I mean, one of the appeals, personally speaking, to Billy Joel's music is the lyrics. I mean, if you take a classic Billy Joel love song, She's Always a Woman, it's got the lyrics in it. She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. I mean, when you break the lyrics down like that, it doesn't sound like a love song, does it? It sounds pretty desperate. And another example of those kind of twisted lyrics is a track from the 52nd Street album called Stiletto, and that contains the verse, she cuts you once, she cuts you twice, but still you believe. The wound is so fresh you can taste the blood, but you don't have strength to leave. And it's, for me personally, it's those kind of lyrics with a twist of a knife in them that set him apart from all the other singer-songwriters of the 70s and the 80s. He's got that unique skill of being able to tell a story that's got a subtle something in it. You know, I wasn't expecting that. And I think this new song also does that as well, I have to say.
I think so. And of course, he may have been influenced a little bit by Christie Brinkley.
They're still great friends,
are they?
And Christie. Yeah, she's a great friend of the family, and they're still very much in touch. They have their own daughter together, Alexa Ray Joel. So there's no animosity between Billy, Christie, his new wife. They're all great friends, and they're all part of the Long Island set, and they hang out together. So there really is no problems there.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah. Fantastic. What do you think he's got next? I mean, you mentioned that he's going to do some concerts, some gigs. Is he going to write more? Is he going to release more music in the future, do you think?
Well, this is the big question that Billy Joel fans around the world are asking themselves, and it's gone a bit crazy in Billy Joel's circles. My personal view is yes. I think he's testing the water with this single release. And again, you know, he's surrounded by business people. It's all about business at the end of the day. And I think they're going to say, well, actually, look at this interest in a new track from Billy Joel. Let's see if we can cash in on this newfound interest. open him up to a new younger market and get the name Billy Joel back out there amongst younger generations, because the likes of you and I, we grew up with The Stranger, we grew up with 52nd Street, Piano Man, Just the Way You Are, We Didn't Start the Fire, An Innocent Man, all those great songs, Uptown Girl, Tell Her About It. There's so many that you can mention. It's still rock and roll to me. We grew up with those songs. They were a staple of radio stations throughout the 70s, the 80s, and to some degree the 90s.
Yeah.
So now's the time to get a new generation listening to Billy Joel, his new stuff, and hopefully that will encourage people to listen to his back catalogue, probably certainly what Columbia Records are hoping. and you know, long may he continue to tour, you know, forever.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think listening to his voice that hasn't deteriorated like some... For example, Paul McCartney, I don't think, can sing. He can't reach those high notes anymore, and he sounds a little bit stressed in his voice when he sings some of those old Beatles songs.
He does, I agree. Yeah. I think with Paul McCartney, he's obtained such status that it doesn't matter.
No,
it's just the fact that you're in a room with Paul McCartney is enough.
Exactly.
You know, his catalogue of tunes is well, phenomenal.
Yes,
so, but right. I agree, the voice... has gone. Some say Rod doesn't sing so well. Personally, I think Rod Stewart still sings okay. But Elton... But
Rod always had a croaky voice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a neat trick, actually, isn't it? Let's start off the career sounding old.
Yeah. And I'll say, Billy and Rod are doing a headline gig in Cleveland later this year. I'd love to go and see that show, but sadly I won't be able to get over there for that. Oh. It's an incredible double headliner.
Are you going to the one in Cardiff?
Yes. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I'm not a fan of stadium gigs, but really it's very rare. You're never going to get an intimate gig with the likes of Billy Joel, unfortunately.
No.
And it's all about ticket sales for them to make it worth their while to bring the whole band, the whole crew over to the UK. They've got to do a one-off and make it a big, big gig.
Yeah.
So, but I'll be there. Yeah, hopefully the weather's good too.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah, good luck with that. John, thank you so much for talking to me again about Billy Joel. And you are still the supreme expert on Billy Joel. John, thanks again for talking to me.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Tony.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.